Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Short day for news today. I can definitely use the catch-up time. I only just filled out my mail ballot last night. I know, I'm a bad role model. I keep saying I'll do it as soon as I have a chance, but the podcast kept taking up my time. It's important that we all vote as early as possible, though, to make sure that our vote is counted and to relieve the pressure on the systems for those who don't vote early. So I did get it done days ahead of time. I will be turning it in today. Don't be like me, gang. If you haven't done it, do it now. And don't forget to vote for those down-ballot candidates. Not just your senator, not just your congressperson, not just your state legislature, but everybody, especially if you've got stuff like ranked choice voting or anti-gerrymandering on the ballot. A lot of these things happen locally before they become federal. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Thank you all for taking this journey with me. So we may not have a lot of news today, but we do have some really good news. Here's a quote for you. I can't say definitively that these will be the final choices, but some of the people who are being considered for a Biden cabinet include Andrew Yang, who came out of nowhere and impressed Joe Biden with his understanding of the future of technology and labor and how these pieces interact. End quote. That was from Biden's biographer in a recent podcast. Yang was mentioned alongside six others for various positions. Yang's position was not specified, but it seems likely from what Yang and others have said that it would either be related to technology or entrepreneurship. I see a lot of Yang gang get stuck on the issue of Biden not supporting UBI, and I get it, that does suck. But there can be no doubt that Biden's policy has been moving in the direction of Yang's, and that Biden himself has been listening to Yang's counsel. No two people are ever going to agree on everything, and people often take a long time to change their minds on big ideas. Biden seems to be slowly warming to the idea of removing conditions on aid, as he did with the tax credits. But even if he never gets to UBI, he's matching up with Yang's policy in so many other vitally important ways, many of which will make a UBI far more likely to pass in the near future. I can certainly tell you that none of this would happen under Trump, who listens to no one, opposes scientific data, and has no policy. As far as Trump's concerned, Yang is just another dirty communist. Yang could do a great deal of good in a cabinet position and position himself well with experience for another presidential run. This is extremely good news. On that note, Nerds for Humanity also started a petition for Yang to be in Biden's cabinet, which you can sign at the link below. And speaking of Andrew, he has officially joined TikTok. If you have an account, go follow him. If you don't have an account, make one and go follow him. TikTok may not be for everyone, but it's a vast and growing audience that politics has yet to utilize. Andrew would be wise to raise his profile there, as many were calling for during the campaign. Same for Twitch. He doesn't have many followers yet since it just launched yesterday. This is your chance to get in on the ground floor. Scott wrote a brief article yesterday to summarize his response to the fears around the guaranteed income trials not being universal. Basically, he points out that even though they only focus on certain groups of people, the country is made up of a bunch of different groups. If we do enough trials showing positive effects on enough of these groups, we will convince enough people that it's a good idea. They also show different effects on unconditional cash. Together, they build up a body of evidence. He also points out that it helps various groups see themselves fitting into a UBI, which is an important storytelling aspect to convincing people. Finally, Candace Valenzuela will be joined by Yang for a public phone banking session tomorrow, October 30th at 5 p.m. Central. They'll be calling to get out the vote, and you can join them at the link below. Scripts and brief training are included. At this point in the race, spurring voter turnout is the best thing to do, and who better to do it with than the man himself? Link below. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Sign the cabinet petition, follow Yang on TikTok, join Andrew for phone banking tomorrow, help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.